98.1 KZE, MK with you. We've got Jenna from the Organization for the Many for your second visit to KZE. Welcome back.
Hi, MK. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you today. First of all, last time you were here, we were talking about the fundraiser. How did it go?
We made our goal.
Woohoo!
So exciting. It's because of contributions like yours and everyone else that contributes, we're able to fund our work. Fun fact, our average donation is about $30.
Yeah.
So we really rely on working class people saying, here's a few bucks here, here's a few bucks, that really make our engine go.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's really symbolic of, you know, the nature of a grassroots organization, where it's a lot of people giving a small amount, giving what they can. And that applies to your money, that applies to your time and your effort as well. Because, you know, we live in a world where we are all just struggling to get by. We cannot really take a lot of time off of work. You know, we're stretched thin. But if you can give back that little last 1% that you have left, it does make a difference, as long as everybody is doing it.
That's exactly right, MK. Yeah. And to your point even more is that, like, this movement is made up of a lot of us fighting for our rights and fighting to be heard and fighting against the greedy oligarchy in our country and in New York State. So it's so crucial that we come together as, like, I work 2 jobs to pay my rent, but I have 10 minutes here. I can do a phone bank for you. I come to a community meeting once a month for an hour. It's a really critical way of people coming and giving what they can, like you said.
Yeah. So For the Many, if you're not familiar, it's a grassroots activist organization based in the Hudson Valley, grown in the Hudson Valley, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And, you know, I've been going to meetings for a couple of months now, and I think one thing that you guys do so well is community building and dedicating, you know, a decent chunk of each meeting to just, you know, making sure that members are meeting each other and having conversations. And, you know, that really does build to where, you know, the more you come to, the more you're looking around the room and seeing people that you know, and that, you know, makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true, because it's like, so I have members, and they're friends now, and they come to phone meetings together. They met at a meeting. It's so good, because if you're not looking around and seeing your neighbors and seeing your people at your office or the grocery store, you're not seeing your real community. So you come to our meetings, we're sitting there, we're talking, we're not talking at you, we're talking to you, we're talking with you. We're helping you understand what's going on in the world with your neighbors, with your people around you. And then more people that have more high level involvement in politics, like our political director, Rob, in this book, our last meeting, and I speak, you know, like, we just want to make sure people are being informed in a way that makes sense to them, is comfortable to them as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a way to get people at the very basic community level involved in the decisions that are being made that affect them directly. And, you know, so for example, we've got the HVPA bill, which is really exciting, that I know Sarah Hanna has been championing. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I would love to. I'm so excited about it. Everyone hates Central Hudson. Such an easy target, right? So HVPA's Hudson Valley Power Authority, it's a bill written by Sarah Hanna and Michelle Hinchey. And what it does is it makes Central Hudson a public utility, not a government utility. They are different. These workers would still maintain their union and their right to strike. And it would just replace, like, a CEO with a board of trustees of people, of experts like scientists and other experts in the field of energy that can actually make grounded assessments of what the energy grid is doing and why it's being priced the way it is. And then any profit that's made will be returned to the grid to actually improve infrastructure, opposed to having it returned to shareholders' pockets.
Yes. And, you know, I think I've seen some conversation about this bill online and in the world. And one of the things that gets said in response to this is, oh, well, that would be great if it were possible, but it's never going to happen. However, there's precedent for this. This has been done before.
Yes, it has. In Messina, New York, their energy is 4 cents per kilowatt hour. Compared to Kingston, it's $3.80 right now.
Oh my gosh. That's a very significant difference.
And it's for the same energy.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not talking about a reduction of, oh, you know, maybe $12 off my bill every month. No, no, no. Like, we're talking like a really significant savings that would help a lot of us out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can we do to support?
Great question. So it's really important that we get this bill passed at local levels, at local resolutions and city halls around Hudson Valley, because it actually affects us more than, say, Rochester or Albany. But that when it goes to Albany for the session, legislative session, they're able to say, well, we trust our coworkers in Kingston, City of Kingston, City Hall, Common Council. So if they vote on it, we can vote on it. So this sorry, next week, February 4th at 7:15 p.m. at 420 Broadway in Kingston, the Kingston Common Council is having a vote on adopting the HVPA resolution locally, and that would be a huge first step in getting the ball rolling on this resolution, taking up more speed. And yeah, they're having public comment, and I really encourage everyone to come out. If you have questions, I have talking points I can give you, I can talk to you about it. You can make your public comments about it in support of it and saying that we need this for working class people in Kingston and beyond Kingston, that we're going to be the ones to set the precedent here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been to one of the city hall meetings, and honestly, pretty fun.
It is fun. People are like, oh, it's kind of crazy. I'm like, it's fun. Engaging in public comment is fun because it shows that, like, here are your city council people that are also your neighbors.
They're just people.
They are. And they have to listen to you because you vote for them. So they listen to you and they say, okay, thanks. You have 3 minutes to talk, and then you sit down and it moves along. It's not stressful. If you've never done it before, it's okay. I have talking points for you. Just come find me. You'll recognize me right away. You know, like, I'm the girl with the signs and, you know, the masks. And yeah, just come talk to me. I'll tell you what it's about and how to speak. And if you don't want to sleep, you want to watch, that's fine too. But it's really important we have a lot of people showing up because I'm from For the Many, we're about For the Many.
Yeah.
So if we have a lot of people showing up, it just shows that we have a resounding support for this kind of resolution.
Yeah. Yeah. The more people showing up in support. And again, even if you're not comfortable speaking, you know, and it's very easy to speak, you know, you don't have to sound like an encyclopedia. You can just get up and say what your experience is and why you support it. Yeah, it's easy. It's fun. And that's next Tuesday is the 4th, I believe.
Yes. At 7:15 p.m. at 420 Broadway.
That's the big, beautiful City Hall building in Kingston.
Exactly.
It is beautiful too.
It really is. I mean, listen, municipal architecture tends to be gorgeous if it's old enough.
Yeah. And you know, honestly, like, if you've lived in the Hudson Valley long enough, or even if you are new to the area, like, to go to your city hall and, you know, participate in, you know, municipal lawmaking, like, it just connects you to your community in a whole different way that, like, you know, I've lived here since like 2009, and I think that was the first time I've been to a meeting like that.
That's so good to hear. I'm so glad you came.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful building. It's cool to sit in and just watch how it happens. If you don't say anything, that's fine. But just coming and showing your support is really critical to the movement as well.
Yeah. So if you want cheap power.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's something you can do. For the Many, again, is the organization. ForTheMany.org is a great resource to know what else is going on. And what else is going on, Jenna?
Yeah. So next Tuesday is a big day for us because we're also having an Albany mobilization, which is a lobbying day that we bring members to. And you go to Albany to the Capitol building, and we meet with other orgs that are fighting for the same thing we are. We're going for New York HEAT, that's H-E-A-T, it's an acronym, and it's all about renewable energy and just better climate stuff and just more affordable energy for working class people. And we really need to pass it. So if you are interested in energy for yourself and for your neighbors, sign up with us. It's on our website. Just go to events and you'll find the Albany Mobilization Day on 2/4. And we're picking you up at the park and ride off Route 28 in Kingston at 9:15 a.m. Bus is provided. Food's provided. It's going to be all day thing. We'll get back at 5 p.m. And it's really, if you're in a lobbying day, you should really come. It's so powerful to go and meet with the local representatives, and you talk to them, and they tell you, they ask you, what's your experience? You tell them, this is my experience, and this is why we need to pass this. This is why we need this kind of protection in Hudson Valley. And they listen to you. It's really powerful to, like, be in the capital of people that also agree with you and just chanting. It's really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think it's a way to make that kind of action really accessible, to do it through For the Many, because I think a lot of us are like, man, I would love to show my support for, you know, this bill that would really make a difference in my life, but, like, I don't know when the vote's taking place. I don't know when the right time is to go and protest. I don't know, like, you know, who I should be, you know, talking to. You guys do all of that for us, and that's wonderful. And you provide snacks.
Exactly. You can't hear me, but I am nodding very vehemently at this, because that's exactly it. It's like parking in Albany Capitol building. That's already a nightmare. Don't worry about that. We have a bus dropping you off and picking you up. You don't have to worry about anything. Just show up at 9:15 at Route 28 Park and Ride, and we'll take you from there.
Wear comfortable shoes.
Exactly. Please wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah. I imagine that's a big part of it.
It is, definitely. Yeah.
ForTheMany.org, again, is the website for, you know, all of the information. There's always lots of great things going on, ways to get involved, you know, meetings happening, I believe, monthly.
Yep, we have monthly meetings at all of our offices in Newburgh, Middletown, Poughkeepsie, and Kingston. Kingston's are the third Thursday every month. And like I said, you could check our website, ForTheMany.org, and look at events on the top navigation bar there, and it'll tell you exactly where to go to meet the people that are closest to you.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, Jen, I appreciate you coming back in. I mean, I think, you know, I don't think we need to mince words. It's a very scary time. There's a lot of really awful things happening, and I think a lot of us are feeling very powerless to do anything about it. And it's good to remind ourselves that, like, it is still important to do work at the community level. Mutual aid is going to get us through a lot. So yeah, I think that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we protect us. We can't rely on anyone outside of us to protect us, so we have to do it for ourselves.
Yeah.
I have one more thing I want to plug.
Please.
The following Tuesday, 2/11, I'm going to go to Albany to lobby for housing justice, for better rent laws and better rental protections. Interested in housing justice, please email me. My email is Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, at forthemany.org. I love to talk to you about what we're doing that day and get you involved.
Fabulous. Jenna, thank you so much.
Thank you, MK. I really appreciate talking with you.
Forthemany.org, again, is the website. Got some Tears for Fears for you on KZE.